This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. You're listening to the Biblical Counseling Marriage and Family Podcast. Is not speaking your spouse's love language your real problem? I want to talk to you about a book that has sold millions of copies. It was written a number of years ago, but still popular. A book that occasionally a couple I'm counseling will refer to or ask about. The book is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Now, while I don't agree with Chapman's basic premise in the book, I do think he gives some constructive advice. For example, everybody is different, and just like there are many languages, there are many ways to express love. Everybody has their preferences as to the way they like their spouse to show love. And finally, I agree that it's important to be conscientious and to show love in ways that your husband or wife prefer. On the other hand, I don't agree with his main premise. Chapman's premise is built upon the fact that all people have a natural focus and bias toward self. Self, not God or neighbor, is the focus of the book. Let me explain what I mean. Chapman says if you discover your spouse's felt needs and meet those needs, your husband or wife will in turn meet your needs. In other words, give your spouse what he or she wants, and they will give you what you want. The overarching message of the five love languages is built on the natural tendency of sinners to manipulate someone else in order to benefit themselves. Jesus stated in Matthew 5 that if you show love to those that only show love to you, do not even tax collectors do the same? In other words, unbelievers show love to those that show love to them. Jesus declared a higher standard when he said, Christians should do more than others. Your enemies are not going to love you. Nevertheless, Jesus said, love your enemies. Is the principle doing good to your spouse so your spouse will do good to you really the key to a happy marriage? In his book, Chapman said the idea for his love languages came to him not while he was studying the Bible, but listening to a talk given by a child psychiatrist. On page 20 and 21, Chapman quotes the psychiatrist who said, quote, "Inside every child is an emotional tank waiting to be filled with love. When a child really feels loved, he will develop normally. But when the love tank is empty, the child will misbehave. Much of the misbehavior of children is motivated by the cravings of an empty love tank," unquote. Then Chapman writes, quote, "Could it be that deep inside hurting couples exists an invisible emotional love tank with its gauge on empty? Could the misbehavior, withdrawal, harsh words, and critical spirit occur because of an empty love tank? If we could find a way to fill it, could the marriage be reborn? Could the tank be the key that makes marriage work?" Unquote. Is an empty love tank the real explanation as to why husbands and wives sin and mistreat one another? A husband working hard to fill his wife's love tank is all the time thinking about if and when he's going to get his love tank filled. Chapman never addresses evil desires or sinful motives. You see, the sins that complicate people's marriages, like anger, covetousness, pride, and selfishness, and so on, do not come from an empty love tank. Jesus said they come out of the heart. Do you believe if you could speak your spouse's love language and your spouse could speak your love language, that'll solve all your problems? On page 45, Chapman writes, quote, "Thousands of husbands and wives have been there emotionally empty, wanting to do the right thing, not wanting to hurt anyone, but being pushed by their emotional needs to seek love outside the marriage," unquote. Notice Chapman casts the adulterer as a helpless, well-intentioned victim who's not getting his or her love tank filled. No condemnation, no repentance, no righteous living. The empty love tank conveniently becomes the scapegoat for self-pity, self-righteousness, and even adultery. Chapman tells of a man who left his wife for another woman. Chapman's explanation was his wife was not speaking his love language. She was not filling his love tank. Chapman goes on to say after a few months, his mistress was not filling his love tank either. So what did he do? He returns to his wife. Chapman said he counseled them for 6 months. The focus of the counseling was on filling one another's love tank. That story is absurd. It's not a story of two sinful people, but two basically good people who just don't understand one another's love language. There's no mention of sin. The love tank is the focus or the sacred cow. The unbiblical love tank is like a ravenous idol that has to be fed with gifts and compliments and so on. The love tank calls all the shots, and if it doesn't get what it wants, it's your husband's or wife's fault for not filling it. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Deceptive Diagnosis, When Sin is Called Sickness, and get my podcasts, newsletters, and blog delivered to your email box, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com, and sign up. Thank you for listening.